My dear friends, I am writing and recording this brief episode after the distressing events on Wednesday, January 6, 2021, in which a group of people, rioters, mobbed the Capitol of the United States and attempted to stop the constitutional duties of our legislatures. That day was deeply upsetting for me. I turned on a live news stream as soon as I heard of the mob breaching security and breaking into the Capitol. My son works at an NBC affiliate, so I followed them, all the while texting with my son, trying to get what was being said behind the scenes at the station. Truthfully, there was no intel gained from my son. Just shock, horror, and disbelief from everyone at the station, regardless of their political affiliation. I couldn't think or talk about much else for days. I was not able to work on the podcast as I normally would. I tried to cook a bunch, because lately that's been a good stress reliever, learning how to bake breads and cookies and all sorts of stuff. But I ended up having to repeat all of my recipes as I was making mistakes from lack of concentration. I eventually wrote half of a script for today's episode, but then abandoned it because it felt hollow. I wrote an entire second script about cognitive dissonance, but I used a theory to discuss the rioters and how some moved into this line of action, even though it was counter to some of their longer, deep-seated beliefs. Once the script was finished, it was cathartic because it had helped me work through some of my own feelings and concerns. I reread it, though, and decided it wasn't meant to be part of this podcast. None of you listen to Targeted in order to hear me work through my own processing on a traumatic national event. So here we are, with my deadline, and I do not have the spoons to bring you an episode this week. I hope to be back next week with the promised research on domestic violence as applied to the case of Marsha Brantley's disappearance. But I'm not sure. I'm still affected by the events and the aftermath, and it's possible I may need a mental health break. Or it's also possible that working on the podcast will be a good distraction that will help. Either way, as always, I pray for peace, my friends. Peace.